Buckholzer. I'm a cardiology registrar and clinical research fellow in Oxford, and I'm a member of the British Cardiovascular Society Women in Cardiology Committee. And today I have the honour to interview Miss Clara Portwood about tackling gender inequality in cardiology workforce. Clara is a final year medical student at the University of Oxford. She's the winner of the 2022 Women in Cardiology Essay Prize for her essay titled Reasons and Resolutions for Gender Inequality Amongst Cardiologists and Cardiology Trainees, which is now published in the British Journal of Cardiology. With a strong interest in research throughout medical school, Clara is eager to explore a career in academic cardiology. Welcome, Clara.
Thank you so much for your welcome. It's great to be talking today.
Clara, I'm curious, what led up to you becoming interested in gender inequality in cardiology?
So I always had cardiology on my radar as a potential specialty choice, but I'd not considered the gender balance until I saw an advertisement for the BCS Women in Cardiology essay competition calling for essays titled Reasons and Resolutions for Gender Inequality in Cardiologists and Cardiology Trainees. And this led to me spending a bit of time looking at the number of women in different specialties, and I was really quite surprised at the variation. So as it stands, cardiology has around 29% women in their trainee body, and this is significantly lower than the proportions of women recruited into medical school or even other comparable internal medical specialties. And this proportion has been increasing over the last few years, which is really positive, but at still quite a slow pace. And I found this interesting. What is unique about cardiology that makes it perhaps an undesirable destination for women in medicine? And this question appeared at a similar time to my own growing realization that I was going to navigate my career as a woman, and this means that I might have different experiences or priorities compared to my male colleagues. And so the more I investigated this underrepresentation, the more interested I became in why do we have this phenomenon and what can we do to increase the number of women in cardiology.
It is very inspiring to hear your positive energy about women in cardiology. So why do you think women don't choose cardiology? Where are we going wrong?
So to answer the question, reasons and resolutions for the underrepresentation of women in cardiology, I wanted to harness the opinions of as many voices in cardiology as possible. So to do this, I carried out a rapid review of the literature, searching for studies that explored perceptions of cardiology via surveys or semi-structured interviews of cardiology trainees and qualified cardiologists. And I found that the most prominent barriers highlighted were the culture of cardiology, and this included gender-related bias, including discrimination and sexual harassment. And this was identified as a barrier that was not only a strong deterrent in pursuing cardiology, but also something that made it more difficult for women to complete their training. Another really significant barrier was work-life balance and dual responsibilities, which includes things like maternity, childcare, and elderly care responsibilities, which women are more likely to take on compared to men. A few other barriers were things like a lack of mentorship from fellow women in cardiology, or a lack of female role models to aspire to, and also some reports that women were excluded from opportunities based on their gender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, work-life balance, lack of female role models, harassment, bullying, these are all hot topics currently widely discussed in cardiology. And I wonder at what stage we women are put off cardiology, perhaps at medical school or shortly after graduating. What are your thoughts?
Indeed, I think we've got some evidence that even by the end of medical school in the UK, there's a significant male preponderance towards cardiology. So some women are being put off as early as medical school. And we also know that some doctors are put off in their early postgraduate years. So a recent survey of Welsh trainees that elected not to enter cardiology training extracted reasons for doing so. And many cited, again, poor work-life balance, or the specialty not being family friendly enough as their reason for not applying if they were considering it recently. So I think this really highlights the importance of targeting women in cardiology initiatives, not just to those already in cardiology, but down the ladder as well.
Yeah, so important points you raised there, and very interesting survey about those who are not choosing to do cardiology. Do you feel, you know, these points all true with the perceptions and experience of your peers and, you know, friends and colleagues you've been interacting with and hearing their thoughts?
So we don't get much exposure to cardiology directly in medical school. And so I just want to preface this that many of us haven't, in fact, met many cardiologists, but often people joke that it is a specialty for men with flashy cars.
Yeah, I heard that before. Looking forward to becoming a cardiologist with a flashy car. It's wonderful to hear that despite of some of those negative perceptions, that you're still aspiring to become a woman in cardiology. And as a woman in cardiology myself, I'm very excited to meet and support future colleagues like you. So what drew you to cardiology despite these perceptions?
So I think it goes without saying that the physiology of the heart is fascinating. And I love how multi-systems cardiology is. I like the prospect that I'm not going to be dropping one particular part of the body throughout my career. But I think what makes me most excited about cardiology is the sheer range of the specialty. And this is not just in an academic sense, but there's so many different avenues to practice in, from EP to interventional to community cardiology. And as someone who's loved most placements I've been on, the fact that cardiology can be both as general or as specialized as you make it is really attractive to me.
Yeah, I agree. And this is certainly one of the reasons why I chose cardiology, especially in sort of early stages of your career where you're not quite sure which path you're going down, more procedural or imaging or hospital-based or community-based, more acute or more at the end of the life or pediatrics. Everything is covered by cardiology and you don't have to make a decision what direction you go when you sign up for cardiology, and you can make your mind up later. And we have so many overlaps with other specialty imaging with radiology or this procedural cath lab, more so in the surgical part. We can, offer community cardiology and general cardiology and, super specialized cardiology like structural intervention. So it is a very attractive specialty, and hopefully we will attract more women in the future. And in the past, the women in cardiology movement has gathered quite a significant momentum. Certainly when I started, it was less talked about. So what can we do to improve the representation of women in cardiology, both, at your level, at my level, and what can we tell our seniors?
So, as you've just covered, the initiatives have gained a lot of momentum over the past years. And that's evidenced by the slow but very present uptick in the number of women in cardiology. So, I think doubling down on these strategies, targeting some of the key barriers highlighted by those in training, is key to sustaining this improvement. And I've highlighted some of these great initiatives in my essay, such as well-advertised channels for reporting gender-based discrimination and harassment, particularly in the context of trainees that rotate through hospitals and might not be familiar or feel comfortable reporting such instances. Things like improved access to and perceptions of less than full-time working and training, and more shared consultant posts, support following maternity leave, and mentorship schemes such as the great one organised by the BCS Women in Cardiology Committee, so that trainees from every trust can have access to opportunities to be supported by other women in cardiology.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those ideas. And I think we have to reinforce them and implement them. Often we talk about those things, but actually we have to put them into practice, and that's how it works on a day-to-day basis. And over the last few years, I think we've been concerned about those women already in cardiology, rightly so, to improve their experience, to retain them. But I think now we need to put the spotlight onto the women in medicine who are potentially considering a career in cardiology. So, which of these initiatives do you feel are most valuable to implement at, for example, a level of medical students?
So, firstly, as has been focused on, initiatives directed at women already in cardiology, I think, are still important for medical students. When they rotate through departments, they'll see a more positive department where women are supported, where there are lots of women already in cardiology. And I think that'll have a trickle-down effect where cardiology is seen as a more desirable destination for medical students. But also campaigns to improve awareness in medical students of what's being done to improve the experience of women in cardiology. But also more information about career opportunities in cardiology may break down some worries that medical students have, like cardiology is all about the cath lab or that you'll be on call forever. So careers in community cardiology or other subspecialties might look completely different to what people imagine a career in cardiology might look like. So for myself, attending the BCS conference this year was a really pivotal moment in me considering cardiology, as it really got me thinking about all the different opportunities that were available and got me considering the specialty a lot more seriously. So it would be fantastic if more medical students could have this sort of exposure and become as excited as I am.
Well, they will certainly need to hang out with you to rub off the excitement you have for cardiology. And hopefully we'll be able to retain you through medical school and junior doctor training, and you'll not be put off by some of those grumpy cardiology registrars 12 hours into their on-call shift trying to fetch sick patients from A&E. And I think what you said is really valuable, because, you know, it's not just that as the forefront of cardiology, the ST elevation MI, the acute stressful situation of a decompensated heart failure patient. It, you know, cardiology is a lot more. And I think we could do with a sort of remake of the branding of cardiology and introduce some of those areas, you said, community cardiology, adult congenital heart disease, to medical students to really spark the interest for into cardiovascular medicine as a whole. Thank you, Clara Portwood, for your inspirational ideas to shape the future of women in cardiology. Do make sure you look out for some more hot topics on the BJC website, bjcardio.co.uk.